Good afternoon. Time for my first afternoon update here on Kick 106.7 from the state track meet in Des Moines. I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7. I come to you from the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Evan Adams of Kemper will pick up a medal today in the 2A boys discus. It's not completely done yet, but he is moving on to the final round. He was fourth in the opening round in his section, and with his throw of 161 even, he's moving on. So we'll see if he can't maybe get on the podium here in this final round. Evan Adams of Kemper still competing in the 2A boys discus. Our final two events of this 2A and 3A session get underway around 1:20 or so. We are a little bit ahead of schedule, so it might be a little bit before that, but we will see Audubon compete in the 2A girls 4x400. It's a preliminary event. If they qualify for a final, it would be Saturday around 4 o'clock. That'll be Taryn Peterson, Maddie Nielsen, Jalen Peterson, and Cadence Brannon Spore. And then for our final 2A or 3A event, it'll be 3A. The girls 4x400 for the Carroll Tigers, and they've got a good shot at qualifying for Saturday's final. They will run in heat number 3. It's Marison Wittrock, Avery Burke, Caitlin Aiden, and Marie Day running in that one for the Carroll Tigers at 1:40. Then we'll get things started at 2 o'clock. We've got some boys high jumps for Class 1A. We will see Colby Culbertson of Coon Rapids Baird, Ross Kuzel of IKM Manning, and Trayvon Keeley from Peyton Sherdan all competing in that one. So we will be underway right away at 2 o'clock for Class 1A. This state track update has been brought to you by Robinson Implement, Manning Municipal Utilities, Templeton Savings Bank, Christina's Flowers, Manning Insurance Agency, and Haley Equipment. You can find all of our results today at sports.1380kcim.com. I'm Nick Brinks in the Gatorade broadcast booth at Drake Stadium in Des Moines on Kick 106.7.